Now in chapter 22, we come to the last division of 1 Chronicles, and here we have David's preparation and organization for building the temple. That's 22 to 29. Now, all of this is relative to David's preparation for building the temple. He did not build it. He's talking in this chapter to his son Solomon, and he explains two things. One thing is that God won't let him build it, that he's a bloody man, but that his son Solomon, a man of peace, will build the temple, but that he has gotten together all the material. He's got the place for it, and he's already organized the building of it. His friend Hiram, king of Tyre, will furnish the stone. And this is something that I think you need to note. All the way now from chapter 22 through chapter 29, we have the organization, the gathering of materials, and the enthusiasm of David for building the temple. God would not let him build it. That's one thing. David giving all of his attention to this very important matter. Now, the second thing is, I must repeat it again, 1 Chronicles gives us God's viewpoint. Now, God's viewpoint is that the temple is the most important project that David had in mind. Now, David had a housing project. We saw that. He built many houses in Jerusalem. He had urban development. He began all that. But that was not the important thing. The important thing was the building of the temple. Why? My friend, until a man or a people are right with Almighty God, may I say that all of these subsidiary subjects, they must sink into insignificance until that first is established. Now, when that is established, then urban development is important. Then a poverty program is very much in order. David had a poverty program. When he brought the ark up, why, I tell you, he had a line up of folk that were there. They all had food stamps, and they were there in line, and David was handing out the groceries. Why? Well, because the spiritual part has been settled. Now today, there is corruption in governments moving into urban development, corruption in the poverty program. We hear of corruption today in government, and the news seems to think that if you put the emphasis on these material things, you've solved the problems of the world. My friend, man is far from solving the problems of the world because he hasn't solved the major problem, and the major problem is a relationship with God, and that temple speaks of that relationship with God. It speaks also of that which is spiritual. From God's viewpoint, that was important. And in this book that gives us God's viewpoint, it's not what we had back in 1 and 2 Kings. It wasn't continual warfare and intrigue and petty things. Now it's the high and lofty business of establishing a right relationship with God. And actually, when you begin to look back at history, it's quite interesting. We think today of Great Britain, the nation that for many years ruled the world. The saying was that the sun never set on the British Empire, control more of the world than probably any other nation ever has. Tremendous influence that Great Britain had. Oh, you can criticize them. I recognize that. They were not any more perfect than we are. But they, at one time, ruled the world. And when you begin, though, to look back at history, it wasn't really what took place in 10 Downing Street. It actually wasn't what really took place in Parliament. It wasn't what took place under old Big Ben over there, that great clock. You know, probably the most important thing was when a young fellow by the name of John Wesley went upstairs down at Aldersgate. Thank God for that, because we're still reaping benefits from that. And then right down the street from there, not very far, there is the place where Wesley began his preaching. There's a graveyard there. They put him out. The organized church did, the state church. He went out and stood on a tombstone, started preaching, moved into the fields. And there came a spiritual movement that even Lloyd George said that John Wesley is the greatest Englishman that ever lived, did more for the British Empire. But I want to tell you that that day, the television program and the radio programs and the newspapers and the magazines didn't think it was very important, that young man out there preaching on a tombstone. But he saved Great Britain. That is, he was God's instrument for saving Great Britain from a revolution and enabled them to begin a movement that brought civilization throughout the world. And you can belittle a colonial policy all you want to, and Great Britain bogged down and was as wrong as we've ever been. But the important thing is, there was a movement that sent missionaries throughout the world, and it brought a civilizing and Christian influence throughout the world. And my friend, I think the most prejudiced person in the world can look back and say those days were better than these days, and that this godless age in which we're living is not getting anywhere. May I say to you, you want God's viewpoint? God says, when David began to prepare to build that temple, that was all important to me. That's more important than battles he fought, more important than the wars he fought. In fact, it's more important than anything that David ever did. We're now considering that.